Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily Tehillim and Physics Phone Call. I hope that you're having a great day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 12th day of Iyar and the 27th day of the Omer. I'd like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Jonathan Muscat, Mor d'Asura of the Young Israel of Oceanside, Long Island, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Muscat reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, that is 20, 27, and 130, and there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Muscat will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Muscat concludes for information regarding a mega program happening tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which you will not want to miss, and for more information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Muscat.
Good afternoon, everyone. There is a phrase that is often cited in the context of suffering. It is a Gemara in Masechet Brachot. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot states, Im roa adam sheyisurin ba'in alav. If a person sees that he is suffering from calamity, yefashfesh b'masav, he should examine his deeds. Perhaps then, the Gemara's language may give us the impression that we should try to figure out why we are currently suffering, that this pandemic was caused by some sin that we all committed. However, the line, yefashfesh b'ma'asav, is mentioned one other time in the Gemara, and that is in Meseches Eruvin, where the Gemara discusses a debate between the house of Shammai and the house of Hillel. The Shammai and Beis Hillel engage in a philosophical debate as to whether it would have been better that man should never have been born in the first place. And the conclusion after a 2.5 year discussion was that man should never have been born. But, Achshav Shenivra, now that he was born, Yefashvesh B'masav, he should examine his deeds. Here, the line has no connection to any particular sin. There is just a mandate for every person to constantly examine himself and try to perfect himself. If that is true, that the obligation to perfect ourselves, to examine our deeds, is unrelated to any sin, then what does the Gemara and Brachos teach us? What does it mean that when we experience pain and suffering, then we should examine our deeds? We should always be doing this. In one of his seminal essays, Kol Dodi Dofek, Rabbi Soloveitchik points out that the obligation to repent during a communal crisis is not in response to a specific sin. Rather, the suffering that we experience obligates us to engage in introspection and find ways to improve. According to the Rav, we must think prospectively rather than retrospectively. But why? Why specifically when we suffer is it a time to examine our actions? So Rav Soloveitchik argues that there is a link between human distress and human capability of renewal and self-transformation. Because if you think about it, this pandemic, which we did not ask for, this pandemic challenged all of us to act on the most basic lessons that we have learned about throughout our lives. What are two primary messages that we are constantly being taught? We are taught constantly the message of emunah, the message of faith, and the message of chesed, the message of giving, the message of kindness. This pandemic is an opportunity for some of us to actualize our midah, our character trait of emunah, of faith. And this pandemic is also an opportunity for some of us to actualize our midah of chesed, our character trait of kindness. And by placing ourselves in this new situation requiring both emunah and chesed, faith and kindness, we experience renewal, self-transformation, and opportunities of yimashmesh b'maaseinu. We always are challenged to engage in introspection. But times of yisurim, times of distress, create new situations that force us to engage in introspection, provided that we understand the difference between fate and destiny. What is the difference between fate and destiny? Rabbi Soloveitchik developed a philosophical distinction between fate and destiny that allowed him to work with non-religious Zionists. He explained that Jews have historically been linked by two distinct covenants. One is Brit Yehud, the covenant of destiny, when we are bound by our commitment to halacha, to Jewish law. And the other is Brit Goral, the covenant of fate, when we are bound by the fact that we were chosen to live a sacred mission, and all those who live in this covenant, whether observant or not, share the same fate of persecution and oppression, even if they do not live by halacha, the Jewish law. Using Rav Soloveitchik's model and applying it to our situation, we can conclude that whereas fate is uncontrollable, we are passive and at times helpless to our fate, destiny can be directed. We can control how we shape our lives in response to our challenges by our commitment to purpose and meaning. Destiny signifies that we have a purpose, that even though we are devastated by what has occurred, it is not simply by chance and meaningless, but it is an opportunity. It is not necessarily an opportunity that we would have chosen, but once it has happened, it has become an opportunity to show our strength as individuals, as a community, to be mefashfesh b'maaseinu, to introspect, and that is our destiny, and that is under our control. And we have witnessed this on so many occasions. We have witnessed unbelievable superhuman acts of chesed, reaching out to lonely people and homebound people and shopping for them and helping those in financial distress. And we have also witnessed passionate acts of emuna, the heartfelt tefillos and the heartfelt tehillim groups by so many of us. And I am confident that we as a community will emerge even stronger from this pandemic, stronger in our emuna, in our faith, and stronger in our chesed, in our acts of kindness and generosity. I'm now going to recite Perek Chaf, chapter 20, in Tehillim in Psalm. Lamenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, yesagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olascha yedashne sela. Yitain lecha chilavavecha v'chol atzascha yemale. Niranina bishuasecha uveshem Eloheinu nidgol yemale Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishme kacho, bigvuros yesha yemino. Eile varechev, ve'eile vasusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema kar'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu vanisodad. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'anenu v'yom Koreinu. I will now continue with Perek Chav Zayin in Tehillim, chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai, Ori V'Yishi, Mimi Ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Ephod, Bikrov Olai Mireim, Le'echol Es Bisarai, Sarai ve'oivai li, hema chashlu v'nafalu, im tachane olai machane, lo yira libi, im takum olai milchama, bizos ani voteya. Achas sha'alti me'eis Adonai, osa avakesh, shifti beveis Adonai, kol yemei chayai, Lachazos benoam Adonai, ulevaker beheichalo. Ki yispeneni besuko, biyom ra'a, yastireni beseser ahalo, bitsur yeromameni. Va'ata yorum roshi aloivai, sevivosai, ve'ezbecha ve'ahalo, zibche tsirua, Ashira v'azamra l'Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra v'chaneni v'aneni. Lecha amar libi bakshu fanai es ponecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster ponecha mimeni al tas v'af avdecha ezrasi hayisa al ticheni v'al tazveni Elohe Yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'adonoi ya'asveni. Horeni adonoi darkecha unecheni ba'orach mishor leman shavaroz. Al titneni benefesh saroi ki kamu vi eide sheker v'feach chamos. Lule hemanti liros betu v'adonoi be'eretz chayim kave el adonoi Chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavei el Adonai. I'm now going to recite Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130 in Tehillim in Psalms. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli. Tiena oznecha kashuvos lekol tachadunoi. Im avonos tishmor ya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hocholti. Nafshi Adonai mi shomrim laboker. Shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hacheset, v'harbe imo fedus. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. I'm now going to recite the Mishaberach Lacholim, the prayer for those who are ill. I will stop in the middle for about 10 to 15 seconds where you can add the names in the hopes that those who are sick will have a refuah shleima. Misha Beirach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Imoseinu Sarah Rivka Rachel Veleah Hu Yivarech Virapeh Es HaKolim. Bavur shakulanu mispalim bavuram bischar zeh hakadosh baruch hu yimali rachmi malehem lachli mamalara posam lachli kamal lachiyotam bishach lahem meherafu shlebe min hashamayim lachol evarehem lachol gideyem B'sol shar chola Yisrael, Rufuas ha-nefesh, Rufuas ha-guf, Hashtel b'galov izman kariv, v'nomar amen. Acheinu kodesh Yisrael, ha-nesudim batzaru v'ashivya, ha-omdim bein bayam v'ein bayabasha, ha-malkim yirachim aleihem v'yotzeim mitzaru l'rvacha, v'me'afel la'ora mishiva ligula hashtel b'galov izman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Muscat. I'm happy and excited to share with all of you that the OU will be hosting a very special program tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It is titled, We Are All in This Together, One Voice of Hope, as we look to tomorrow. Please join the Orthodox Union this evening for a special and uplifting presentation of Unity and Hope. We will be privileged to hear Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration, Maharav Hagon, Rav Asher Weiss, an update on COVID-19 from infectious disease specialist by Dr. Aaron E. Glatt, and words of validation and comfort from Dr. David Palkovich. These thoughtful leaders, each exceptional in their own right, will provide an authoritative and clear message of measured optimism as we plan for the future. Additionally, we are honored as well to hear introductory remarks from Rabbi Moshe Hauer, incoming Executive Vice President for the Orthodox Union, and in a display of achdut, of unity, which we very much need in these days more than ever, Rabbi Chaim David Zwiebel, Executive Vice President of Agudat Israel of America. Again, this is happening tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and it could be accessed at together.ou.org/live. That's together.ou.org/live. And you can reference it either through the OU Today email or by going tonight at 8:30, together.ou.org/live. That's together.ou.org/live. I'm sure also if you go to OU.org, if you can't remember that or didn't write it down in time, just go to OU.org and there will be a link for there as well. It's an event you do not want to miss, and we hope that you'll be able to join us tonight at 8:30 p.m. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m., as we will be honored here from Rabbi Gershon Albert, from all the way from California and Oakland. We look forward to hearing from him tomorrow, as always, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.